You're with SBS Radio.
Loretta Tamona Nui has been donating blood as often as she can since she was in high school. She says it's because of her blood type.
My O neg blood type, I'm told. Yeah, so they prefer that. I'm told it's universal.
She donates so often, in fact, the Red Cross calls asking for her to donate before she's even made her next appointment. She says it was something her family didn't quite understand.
I used to get harassed a lot by my family for going, you know, like, what do you get out of it? What's the point? Why do you do it? But then my mum needed a blood transfusion. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a kickback for her, and she actually came and donated with me after that.
The Red Cross says it needs more people like Loretta, and particularly donors of Polynesian or Filipino backgrounds. Professor David Irving explains.
Australia's population is really very ethnically diverse, and there's a number of patients that we're providing blood to from those particular backgrounds, and we need to match blood donations to our patients as well as we can.
Commonly recognised blood types include A, B and O, but there are more than 300 other variants. The Red Cross has exhausted supplies of some particularly rare blood types. Professor Irving explains why they need a specific ethnicity of donor.
That's why we're looking for people with Polynesian, Filipino or Maori or New Zealand Maori background, because it's not quite as rare in that group. It's probably of the order of around about 1 in 100, 1 in 200 or so in that population group.
The Red Cross believes that donors from ethnically diverse backgrounds are underrepresented in donor populations, leading to call-outs like this. Loretta Tamona Nui again.
There's probably not an abundance of people with our background that do it, because it's not something that was always done.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.